program, 27 minutes to 6 o'clock is the time, and as is usual at this hour on a Monday evening, I'm joined on the phone by Liam Horan, Managing Director of Slea Nuaigh Careers, with another person's difficulties when it comes to career. Good evening to you, Liam.
Good evening, Eden.
And welcome as always. Now, it's an email from BC. I've been looking for a job for a couple of months and have applied for a few positions, but no success so far. It's now November and I don't see many new roles being advertised. With Christmas approaching, I think I might stop for a while and start in January. Do you think, is this a good idea?
Well, in short, no, because I think stopping is a dangerous thing and you need to keep at it, and lots of jobs do get filled. Now, the listener is correct in that research shows that the big spikes in the job market come in September and in January. So November is kind of caught in the middle. There is a slowdown in recruitment coming up to Christmas, and then January takes off again when people are looking at change, companies have new plans for the year, all that kind of thing. So there is an understandable feeling of a wind down. Now, it's hard to know what the impact of COVID-19 will have in that wind down this year, how it could go. But there is that feeling going into November, into December, that there's a wind down there. But I think that for your listener, there are a few things about applying for work, you know, at this time of the year, is that other people are winding down as well. So a lot of people will be reluctant to look for change this time of the year because it can be very unsettling. I know somebody who got a new job in the last few days, but they're now looking at a very unsettled kind of December as they wind up job number one and get into job number two. So a lot of people try to avoid that. So there may be less competition for certain jobs if you go for it now. That's one thing. The second thing I'd say is that, you know, you just need to keep at it. You need to be doing it. You need to be building, you know, contacts. So you mightn't get the job this time, but there might be something again with the same company down the line. To kind of step out of it completely, I think, is a dangerous game. And, you know, we shouldn't sort of connect ourselves too much to the economy. So, as in, there may be a difficult time right now, there may not be many jobs advertised, but all you're looking for is one job, you know. So I would say keep at it, keep trying. The other thing I'd say is that that this listener needs to bear in mind is that a lot of jobs are not advertised at all. A lot of jobs get filled without being advertised. They get filled through word of mouth, they get filled through referral, they get filled through, well, you were here before for a few days, can you come in again and do some work for us? And that's particularly true of the west of Ireland, where things are not as formal, certainly in Mayo, unlike Galway City maybe, but things are not as formal in how they're structured in the recruitment front. So I think for this evening's listener, my strong advice would be don't stop just because the year is winding down. There'll still be opportunities between now and January.
And just in terms of what you said there about so many jobs not advertised, it's important to bear that in mind as well, isn't it?
It is, and that's something that, you know, I see this when people move to the west of Ireland, from Dublin, but certainly from overseas. They move back here and realise, well, this is a different environment economically, how business is done, how contacts are made, how jobs are filled in many cases. So you look at companies around Mayo, I look at the recruitment pages of the local papers, you know, and I know there's been a move to online the last few years, but even still, the amount of money companies in Mayo spend on recruitment is quite small, I would say, compared to larger, you know, areas, more populated areas. There's a different way, particularly in the west of Ireland, and which is true generally of rural areas overall, of how jobs are filled. And our listeners should focus, maybe if there are not that many jobs advertised, but can they do other things in this period of time? Can they attend events? Can they go, if their sector is renewable energy, for example, there's a world and all of events taking place online right now in all sorts of sectors. And you know, can you attend those? Can you build contacts there? You might find yourself chatting to somebody online at one of these events that might help you out. So I think that the spirit of continuing to do something is vital. The nature of what you do might be different. I had a woman I know recently who was a student in Dublin, and she attended the Mayo Association dinner in Dublin the breakfast network they had early on the year, shortly before COVID, in fact, sort of February time. And she attended that. Her name is Grace Kelly. She's from Belmullet. She has been on the record about this, so it's not a secret. She attended that event purely to make contacts, get to know people in her industry. And recently, when she needed to get an internship to her company, she tapped into the people she met on that day and put out feelers and landed a very good internship for herself. So, you know, there are different ways of doing it. And she got up early that morning. She turned up at that event at 7:30 in Dublin. So she had a 6 o'clock, 6:30 start in Dublin to get there. It probably feels like a waste of time almost every time you do this, but it's through things like that you build the kind of relationships and build the contacts you need. And that, you know, that was Dublin. Dublin is a big town compared to the west of Ireland, but the same rules apply. You've got to know people. You've got to let people know you're looking for something. You've got to let people know what you can bring to their company. It's not all formal. And in fact, there's a very interesting book that an American author called Bowles renews every single year, Who Stole My Parachute? And it's basically, What Color Is My Parachute? And he talks at length every year. He renews this book, updates the book. He talks at length about the importance of going for the hidden job the way I've just outlined there, not to think everything is going to go through the formal recruitment process. And the other thing as well, Aidan, about the formal recruitment process is there are more people applying for those jobs because they're advertised more broadly than the other ones that are nibbling around through word of mouth, through referral, through recommendation, through just letting people know, through contacting companies saying, if you haven't been for me, all that's still alive and well.
And just one final point, Liam. BC doesn't say whether he's working or otherwise, I'm assuming he's not, but the idea that he would suddenly stop looking and then kind of twiddling his thumbs until the middle of January perhaps, which is 2 months away, I mean, that's not a great idea either. That's not good for the headspace or much else.
No, it's not, because I think when you get on the road with looking for jobs and looking for change, and I see this all the time in people, once their head gets turned by a possible job, it's very hard to turn it back again, do you know what I mean? So once you start going down this road, I think you're better off to go down this road. And you sometimes see people who, you know, I just don't think it's a great trait. Okay, if there's a very definite reason, like I've got to do something big over the Christmas, I'm getting married over the Christmas, something like that, well, that's a different case. But I don't see anything in their email to us that suggests there's a good reason to stop. You know, keep at it, keep trying. Every time you go out, you learn, and, you know, you never know which one is going to land for you. And as I said, the people I see getting jobs are those who stay at it. You know, in fact, I can think of a very recent client of mine who didn't get job number one, which would have been a great job for them, but they got job number two. So the momentum they built up getting ready for job one definitely stood to them in job two, you know?
And it's like so much else, as you were saying earlier, you just don't know what might come along.
You don't know what might come along. And to rule out 2 months of the year to me is a little bit risky, I would say, for BC.
Very good. We must leave it there. Liam, as always, many thanks indeed. And we'll talk to you again in or about 5:30 next Monday evening.
Okay. Thanks very much, Aidan.
Thank you.